有想过的，我们和我们主爱之家的弟兄姐妹，是这样的第一次的见面。
I couldn't believe that the first time we meet, we have to meet on like these circumstances.
本来呢，我是带着很兴奋的心呢，准备从我所住的康州呢，开2个小时的车去到你们的教会，跟你们一起见面的。
Well, before I was thinking about, I was so wholeheartedly drive 2 hours from Connecticut to your church to meet you guys.
对，我想呢，我们不论这个科技是多么的发达，通讯多么的方便。
Doesn't matter the technology, how great it is, how good we can communicate.
但是呢，我想我们在组里边还能够面对面的一起来去，有团契，有崇拜呢。才是这一生的最美的祝福的。
But actually, it's one of the greatest blessings. Actually, we can see face to face together, and worship together, and fellowship together. It would be a blessing.
但是呢，我们做基督徒呢，我们常常有一个生命的教导。
But sometimes in Christian life, we have a teaching from our life experience.
在我们人生里边呢，一定会遇见困难的。
In our life, we do facing difficulty.
这些困难可大可小。
This difficulty can be big or small.
但是呢，现在呢，我们所面对的这个困难呢，是一个非常巨大的困难。
But right now, what we're facing is the difficulty is a great.Really great difficulty, immense with difficulty.
当这个世界卫生组织来去宣布，我们现在所面对的是一个全球大流行的这个瘟疫啊，这是一个大的患难。
So when the WHO announced that this is a pandemic, we are facing a great difficulty.
因为呢，我们可以想象，其实现在是整个患难的开始。
We can imagine this is the beginning of our trial tribulation.
我们很这个没有预计到呢，却这个2019年年底啊，在一个海鲜市场一个小小的这个疫症。
We can imagine that come out from 2019 out of the wet market in China.
然后呢，短短的3个月呢，成为席卷整个世界的一个全球大瘟疫。
From a short little 3 months, and then we expand to the whole world.
大家呢，可能现在看到的是这个一个瘟疫本身。
What you can see right now is a plague.
但是呢，这是整个海啸的开始。
But this is actually beginning of a tribulation.
这样一个这个的接下来呢，我们知道呢，整个的我们的生活呢，进入一个这个经济的这个严冬的状态。
Our life is totally changed from this event.
我昨天才在看一份的这个报纸呢，报道的这个纽约它现在整个的城市呢停下来了。
Yesterday I read the newspaper. The whole New York City been shut down.
然后呢，他特别报道一件事情，就是说这个 Broadway 啊，百老汇这个的地方啊。
Especially point to one place in New York City, which is the Broadway.
你知道这个百老汇是世界的这个戏剧的这个中心，艺术系这个剧场的中心啊。
And you can see that Broadway is famous for his Broadway show.
这样的一个在这个它从出现以来的从来没有停止过一体的这个从来没有停止过呢这么长的时间。
From the beginning of start of Broadway show until now, we've never seen such a long duration. We had to shut them down, shut all the Broadway show down.
整整的一个月的时间呢，百老汇呢没有这个剧场的演出的。
So there was no Broadway show on the Broadway for the whole month.
我们这个可能想到是这个就是说我们没办法去看这些精彩的这个演出。
Well, sometimes we think, oh, we cannot see Broadway show, we feel so bad.
但是呢，换一个角度来说呢，那些 每天依赖这个表演为生的这些的演员们，他们整整的一个月呢，是没有薪水的了。
But the thing is that imagine those people who work in the Broadway shows, the whole, the actors and the people who work on the stage, and they had no money, no salary for the whole month.
而他们呢，这是他们都是很多都是自雇人士啊，没有这些的所有的退休的保险，或者是退休金，或者是有他们这个失业金来去领取的。
A lot of them are self-employed, so therefore they don't have much of a money tucked away or retirement fund or anything that they can use.
我只是用一个很小的一个这个例子呢，来去。告诉弟兄姐妹呢，我们接下来的这样的一个事件呢，是何等的巨大的挑战。
I just want to give you this simple example that how big a challenge we face in the coming time.
所以呢，这个我们的人生中呢，这个患难啊，是长存的。
So we can see that in our life, this difficulty will be always present in our life.
但是圣经有一句话，他说是患难呢是可以生老练的。
But in the Bible, there's a certain phrase. It says, "Endurance produces character."
啊，这是保罗呢在罗马书里边非常出名的一句话。
This is a famous phrase saying from the Book of Romans from Paul.
我也愿意呢用这样一句话呢，成为我们今天呢一起聆听主话语的一个关键。
I want to use such this phrase to lead us to the sermons what we're gonna thinking about God's word.
神的教会呢是饱受患难的教会。
God's church is being protected from these difficulties.
所以呢，我们可以从前人这些的宝贝经验里边呢，看到一个千锤百炼的基督信仰是怎么样子产生的。
So we can learn from the past history in the Bible that how a Christian is supposed to face in just such a difficulty.
我们今天呢，每个人都知道，我们活在一个全球这样一个瘟疫大流行的时代。
Is all you know right now is the whole world pandemic going on.
其实呢，在这个圣经里边呢，瘟疫呢，并不是这个稀奇的事情。
But actually, it's nothing surprise concern about pandemic or plague because in the Bible, it already says so.
如果呢，我们看在圣经里边呢，我们发现起码有7处的圣经呢，来去把这个瘟疫和神的旨意呢连在一起来去看的。
When we look at the Bible, we find five places that talk about plague and about God's connected to God's will in this area.
第一次的这个我们看得很清楚呢，是在出埃及记。
The first plague that noted is in the Exodus.
在出埃及记，我们都知道这样的一个事情，所以呢，我们知道呢是这个神要摩西兴起呢，带领以色列出埃及。
Well, we all know that in the Exodus, God used his servant Moses to lead the Israelite out of Egypt.
但是呢，这个当他要带领以色列民出的时候呢，法老呢，因着这个以色列，他们是非常贵重的这个人力呀，不许可这个以色列呢离开埃及。
So, but the Pharaoh who really value this kind of labor, slave labor power. He don't allow the Israelites to leave the Egypt.
所以呢，神就兴起这个石灾呢，来去管教法老。
So therefore, God raised up the 10th plague to punish the Pharaoh
所以呢，在
in
圣经
Egypt.
里边，神就向法老说：“我若伸手用瘟疫攻击你和你的百姓呢，你就早在地上除灭了。
So God said to Pharaoh, "By now, I could have stretched out my hand and struck you and your people with a plague that would have wiped you off the earth."
”所以，我们知道这个瘟疫出现的时候呢，是一个信息呢，是宣告神至高的主权。
So with this plate, when you come out, we can announce, this is actually announcing God's sovereignty.
这个瘟疫的来临呢，是告诉我们在地上的这些的君王和有权势的人呢，不是他们来去掌管最高的权力。
It, when plagues come along in this earth, it tells the people in who is on authority, it's not they having or sitting on the throne, it's not they in charge.
同样的，我们在这个圣经里边呢，看到另外一个地方呢，就是民数记第十四章。
Another example we find is in the book of Numbers.
在民数记第十四章那边呢，神特别呢用瘟疫呢来去管教呢神的百姓。
We can see in chapter in Numbers in one section in chapter 4, God used a plague to discipline His people, the Israelites.
就是说呢，我们一群跟随神的子民呢，有时候也是很多时候是顽梗悖逆的。
Sometimes we can find that people who following God, like us, and sometimes we stubborn.
都是顽梗悖逆的。
Many times we are stubborn with a stubborn heart and stubborn neck.
但是呢，圣经里边呢，神对摩西说呢，这些百姓藐视我，到要几时呢
？But the Bible says that God, the Lord said to Moses, "How long will these people treat me with contempt?"
神在我们生命中留下一次又一次的这个神迹奇事。
God leave behind a lot of miracle signs in our lives.
但是我们就是顽梗悖逆。
But a lot of time we see it with contempt and refuse to believe in Him.
所以圣经里边就说呢，用这个告诉我们呢，神呢是用瘟疫呢来去攻击百姓。
So you say in the verse 12, you say that God said, I will struck them down with a plague and destroy them.
这是一个管教。
This is a discipline.
再下来呢，我们看见还有一个非常出名的跟瘟疫有关的经文。
Then we have found another in place in the Bible talk about plague.
这次呢，不是讲法老，也不是讲这些在旷野的百姓，是在讲的这个大卫，这个伟大的君王。
This time is no longer talk about the Pharaoh in Egypt or the Israelite in the wilderness. It's actually talk about David, King David.
这位伟大的君王呢，当他自己在经过了许许多多神的恩典，甚至写下了这个诗篇第二十三篇耶和华是我的牧者这样一个著名的这个诗篇之后呢，
King David, after he experienced all the merciful mercy and love from God and his leading, and even write down in Psalms 23 that God his God, the Lord is my shepherd.
但是呢，他生命中这种的骄傲之罪呢，还是胜过了他的这个顺服和谦卑。
But however, his pride overcome his humbleness.
所以在历代志上呢，那边记载了一件事情呢，他就骄傲起来了，就开始去数点他自己的这个国中的人口啊。
So in Chronicles chapter 21, it stated that he become arrogant and pride. He start to do a census of the Israelite.
这个数点的这个过程里边呢，表达着他自己一种的对自我的一种骄傲。
Through this counting a census, it represented his arrogant and pride.
然后呢，神就来去重重的来去降罚于他。
So God put the punishment upon him.
我们知道呢，在那一次这神降罚他的呢，就是以他国中的百姓呢的这个遭受瘟疫死亡无数呢作为代价。
The price for the punishment is that God would send a plague to the Israelite.
事实上呢，如果是我们来去看圣经里边几处的这个经文的时候呢，就发现这个瘟疫呢是带着神一个非常大的审判呢来去提醒，来去表达他对人悖逆的震怒的。
But you can see that a lot through this all the Bible story, we can see that God using a plate to punish the people and represent His anger, His wrath to the people.
如果我们一一去查考耶利米先知、以西结先知、以赛亚先知等等的著作的时候呢？
When we look at a lot of the Bible, especially the Ezekiel or the Jeremiah or Isaiah,
我们就发现呢，他们几位先知里边呢，多处提到呢这个瘟疫，还有它所产生这种的海啸的这种的效力量。
So we can a lot of time we talk about how the plate affecting these people like a tsunami.
瘟疫呢，常常跟以下几个的事情呢，就连接在一起的。
Well, the plate is sometimes associated with the following things.
就是先知们所提到的这个刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫。
You talk about war and famine.
所以呢，我们今天呢，我们说我们在一个很全球这个流感的这个大流行当中。
So we can see that today we are in a pandemic on this world right now.
这其实实在是让我们是在神面前是恐惧和战惊的。
So we in front of God, we feel the tremble with fear.
因为呢，这个瘟疫接下来的就是呢这个饥荒。
Because after the plague, we will see that there will be a famine.
这个饥荒呢，可能大家在自己的这个生活里边呢，已经感受到了。
This famine, maybe you feel it among you guys.
当你看到这个美国华尔街的这个股市在这几天，这个前几天呢，像这个雪崩一样的这个往下掉的时候。
You can see that from the Wall Street where the Dow's fall down, crashing down, for the past couple of days.
你可以知道呢，这个接下来的这个经济的这个饥荒呢，就来到了。
So we can see the economic downturn we coming, following this downturn.
我们这一群这个不论是角声宣教士的宣教士们
For us who is a minister in the and Christian Herald.
这个或者是我自己呢，也是一个这个以信心呢来去传道的传道人。
We using faith to live our faith daily to spread the gospel.
我们都是透过呢这样一个信心的这个募捐呢来去做主的工作的。
We basically work through the offering from other peoples.
但是呢，我们在这段时间呢，也可以很深的感受到弟兄姐妹那种的心结，这个压力很多的压力。
But in this moment in time, I feel that a lot of brothers and sisters who have this kind of pressure and fear from this condition, from this situation.
好几位的弟兄姐妹，他送这个电邮给我。
A lot of brothers and sisters send me an email
向我致歉了，他们说。
and apologize to me.
就是告诉我们，他最近呢，他们的这个整个的经济情况呢，非常的糟糕，非常的不好。
They tell us that the how the economic downturn and causing a lot of difficulty economically, financially in their lives.
没办法来去继续支持我们的工作。
They're saying, stating that they can no longer support our mission.
所以呢，你看到在圣经里边，它很真实的告诉我们这样的事情：瘟疫、饥荒、刀剑，它是连在一起的。
So we can see that in the Bible, it talk about plague and war and famine are all come to go together.
这个著名的先知也这个以利亚这个耶 Jeremiah 这个耶利米呢，就曾经这样说。
And one of the famous prophets, Jeremiah, said this.
说自古以来，在你我以前的先知向多国和大邦说预言，就论到什么呢？征战、灾祸、瘟疫的事。
From the early times, the prophets who precede you and me have prophesied war, disasters, and plague against many countries and great kingdoms.
所以，我们说这次的瘟疫大流行，它是一个海啸的这个开始呢，就是这个意思。
So we can see that this is the plate is coming, is a coming of a great tribulation coming in to us.
所以，弟兄姐妹，当你来去看这样的一个图画的时候呢，难怪我们心里边会恐惧和战惊。
So when you see this picture, no wonder we have our hearts filled with fear.
因为它会直接冲击到你自己的这个生活，直接冲击到你未来的这种的整个的家人，会冲直接这会带来这个，不论是我们家庭也好，你的工作也好，你的教会也好，你的社区也好，都会有这个很多的这个后果的。
Because this plague, this pandemic is affecting the core life in us, in affecting our family, affecting our job, affecting our friends around the church.
啊，所以我们的这个担心恐惧是有道理的，是有原因的。
So fear and worry, anxiety is there's a reason for this.
在圣经里边呢，他讲到这个瘟疫的这个厉害呢，也是有一个记载的。
Oh, we in the Bible you talk about the tremendous effect of plague, that's documented in the Bible.
这是在这个历代志下那边呢记载了一件事情。
And in the Second Chronicle, it mentioned an incident.
啊，在这个历代志下32章呢，特别讲到这个在这个这西西家王的年代。
Hezekiah, it talk about during the Hezekiah reign.
啊，这个西西家的这个王座的年代呢，就是这个亚述，这个当时呢，这个今天我们所讲的叙利亚，在当时呢是称之为亚述帝国的这个兴起。
And during Hezekiah reign, this is talk about Assyrian king coming down to try to capture Israel.
但是当时呢，却是横扫整个的这个这个亚洲的这样一个大的帝国。
This is more like a big Asia country.
啊，当他这个攻城略地的时候呢，就打到了这个当时的这个耶路撒冷啊，以色列的耶路撒冷。
And then they moving down toward the Israelite and toward the Jerusalem.
我们知道呢，当时呢，这个将军呢，就是称之为西拿基利啊，西拿基利这样一个将军，这样一个大王啊。
There's a Greek general at that time come into the facing up the Israelite.
你知道这个耶路撒冷呢，它是横跨的，它是位于呢整个的欧亚的一个中心核心地带的战略的要地。
You know that Jerusalem at that time is one of the important points within the Asia Minor and European area.
啊，所以呢，这个希拿基利呢，把这整个的这个耶路撒冷的这个团团的围住。
So this general from Assyria, Asia, this general from come together and then they surround the Jerusalem.
啊，眼见呢，这个在当时呢，这个西西家还有整个的耶路撒冷就崩溃掉了。
So at that moment in time, all the kings, Hezekiah, the Israelite king, been so fearful at that time because Assyrian king coming down with the general surrounding the Jerusalem.
但是呢，圣经就记载了这么一件奇妙的事，就是耶和华就差遣一个使者进入亚述王的营中。
But there's one interesting recording saying that the Lord sent an angel among the Assyrian army.
啊，把所有大能的勇士、官长、将帅尽都灭了。
This angel annihilate all the fighting men and leaders and official in the camp of Syrian king.
然后亚述王就满面含羞地回到本国，进入他神的庙中，而且被他的儿子杀掉了。
So this is a general, he withdrew himself to his own land in disgrace.
所
He
以你就
went
看。
back to his temple of the God and somebody's son cut him down with the sword.
啊，所以你就看到一件事情呢，就是说，在这个差遣一个使者是一个什么样的使者？
So God sent an angel. So what kind of angel is it?
如果你去看这个解经书的话呢，很多的这些解经家呢就会告诉你，这是非常可能的，就是在这个亚述王营中呢产生了一个当时的很大的瘟疫。
So if you ask a lot of theologian, they will explain this angel is they believe there may be a great plague happening in the Assyrian army.
神做事是会用瘟疫来去，不论是管教他的百姓，或者是来去消灭抵挡神的这些的暴力的君王的。
So God do use plague and disease to punish His own people, and also to punish those bad kings or bad regime that it can and ruthless regime.
弟兄姐妹，我希望我们呢，今天在这样一个疫情发生的时候呢，不单只是说在这个恐惧战惊当中。
But I don't want you to just only happen to be fearful and be depressed and anxious during this time.
圣经这个要他的子民呢，常常在他所身处的世界当中呢，我们这个来去观察神的一些很重要的信息。
But sometimes we, in Christian, we have to pay attention to this message God giving to us during this time.
我们一定要来去明白呢，我们是生活在一个什么样的时代当中。
We have to understand what kind of nowadays how we living, what kind of life we living, what kind of circumstances we living.
当我们来去回头看整个这个圣经启示的这个历史的时候。
When we look at the Bible, the history and the stories,
我们知道我们不是活在呢这个亚伯拉罕的时代里边。
We are not living at the time of Abraham.
我们不是活在摩西的年代当中。
We are not living at the time of Moses.
我们也不是活在呢耶利米先知、以赛亚先知、这个以西结先知的时代里边。
We are not living at the time of Jeremiah, Isaiah, or Ezekiel time.
但是我们知道一件事情，他们所说的事情呢，一定是指向了一件呢将要发生的事情的。
But what they're saying to us is that there will be something coming, will be coming to us.
我们活在一个什么样的时代当中
？What kind of world we living in right now?
圣经告诉他所拣选的子民，特别是新约的子民呢，我们是活在一个末世的时代当中。
The Bible saying to us is that now the Christian the Christians living nowadays are living in the end time.
我们如果是搞不清楚我们所活的时代里边的时候呢，我们就会被这个时代里边所发生的事情呢卷走，而且这个无声无息了。
So if we don't realize that we are living in end time, we will slowly will be roll away. We will slowly will be don't know what we're doing in this time.
所以我们要知道我们所生活的时代呢，正正是圣经启示给我们说，这是我们在生活在一个启示的时代，生活在一个启示录的时代。
We are living in an era of revelation.
生活在一个启示录的时代呢，意味着呢，我们必须对神在这个时代里边一些的很重要的信息呢，能够会看得到，而且会懂得读得懂。而且会回应。
In this era of the end time, we have to especially, a Christian has to have this insight into God's will and God's, what message is God giving to us in this world circumstances.
所以我知道呢，我们很多爱主的弟兄姐妹，当他的信仰成熟到一个地步的时候呢，他一定会打开这个启示录来去好好的来去阅读，来去学习的。
So we know that a lot of Christians mature, especially the mature ones, once he's facing such circumstances like this epidemic, we will likely to open the Bible and read the book of Revelation.
好，我们知道呢，这个启示录里边是这个有很多不同的人有各种的解释的。
So we know that a lot of people had a little bit.Different interpretation in the book of Revelation.
甚至呢，有一些的不负责任的这个解释呢，使得呢，大家呢，读这本书的时候呢，不再来去认真，不再来去这个小心。
Sometimes the interpretation is in such a way that people reading it and no longer take it literally, just ignoring it.
啊，但是呢，我们知道呢，如果我们是一群对神话语认真的人的时候呢，我们一定会小心的来去聆听呢这一卷书向我们所发的信息的。
But to us who take value of God's word so much that we will take the message from Revelation into our heart.
我知道呢，这一卷书呢，非常的这个不容易读，因为呢，一读的话呢，好像是当意见不同的时候呢，大家就会，引来教会很大的纷争。
So this book is sometimes difficult to read, and a lot of times different people have different interpretation, and create a lot of conflict within the church.
但是呢，我们不能因为呢它困难的来去的这个的它困难来去理解呢，就避而不谈。
But we cannot just because it's difficult to interpret, people understand, then we don't talk about it.
啊，为什么呢？因为这一卷书实在蕴含着神对他子民在这个时代里边一个非常大的心意。
Because this revealed God's wishes and His heart in this era of pandemic, in this area of tribulation.
啊，所以呢，我们知道呢，我们能够对他掌握的越清楚、越明白的时候呢，我们越能够预备好呢。我们在这样一个末世的时代里边呢，如何去回应神的呼召和使命
？So the more we understand this message, and the more we understand God's will, the more we are prepared to how to respond to this challenge, to this pandemic, the tribulation in our nowadays in our lives.
啊，我希望呢，我有机会呢，能够跟我们的弟兄们、弟兄姐妹们呢。能够面对面的来去更多的交流这方面的看见。
I wish that I can spend more time with you all face to face and have fellowship and talk about it.
啊，但是呢，今天我要跟大家还是回到这个瘟疫这个主题上边。
But today I would go back to this word plague.
为什么呢？因为瘟疫呢是在这个末后世代里边的一个非常重要的一个征兆。
Because this plague is one of the major important signs in the end time.
因为使徒约翰呢，他告诉我们，当他观看的时候呢，他看见这个有异象出来。
Because when John, who wrote the book of Revelation, when he sees some a vision.
你知道这个约翰呢，他很喜欢用这个七这个完全的数字呢，来去描写他所看见的事情。
So John liked to, we're using a lot of sevens to describe things.
啊，找七个教会啦。
Well, so for example, like seven churches.
啊，七个灯台啦。
Seven lampstands.
啊，七个印啦，印记啦。啊。
Seven seal.
啊，七雷啦。
Seven thunder.
啊，七号，七个号角啦。
Seven horn, seven trumpet, seven trumpet.
啊，七个的这个愤怒的碗呢、啊，上帝的审判的这个 bowl 啊
，seven bowl of anger
啊，所以你看到在这个圣经里边，他特别讲到这个马的时候，这个七印里边的一匹马的时候呢，他讲到一匹灰色的马。
So we can see that there's a talk about a horse in here. We talk about a horse, a pale horse.
啊，所以你看到这个骑马的时候呢，我在这个的经文里边给大家看到，他说我就观看有一个灰色的马，他骑在马上。
So、in it says that there, I look and there before me, me was a pale horse. His rider was named Death and Hades.
然后你看，他说阴府呢是跟着他，就是死亡跟着他的。
Hades was following close behind him.
而且呢，有权柄，他是有权柄的。
And he had power.
啊，再一次你看到这三个字：刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫、野兽、杀害那四分之一的人。
So you can see that in these three things happening, and as they will be killed by sword, famine, and plague.
啊，然后呢，你同样在启示录里边，在的十六章里边，再一次看到这样的一个声音。
And again, you were in further down in the Revelation chapter 16.
啊，就像这个七个天使说，你们去把这个盛着神大怒的碗呢倒到地上去。
You say that voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, go pour out the seven bowl of God's wrath on the earth.
然后在这个末后的这个征兆当中呢，这个七个碗的审判临到的时候呢。 第一个愤怒的大碗呢，它是这样写，就有恶而且毒的疮呢。这个碗呢，倒在地上的时候呢，就有恶和毒的疮呢，生在那些有受印记和拜受像的人身上。So
it describes this bowl of God's wrath and pour on the land, and then the people will have ugly and painful sore. Broke out from the people's body.
你看到这个恶和毒的这个疮呢，是跟瘟疫有关的。
And this is painful and ugly sore is associated with plague.
弟兄姐妹，我们用了很长的时间来去回顾整个圣经在这个它的救恩历史里边的启示。
But we can see that we have used a lot of time reflecting the history of God's salvation and God's punishment.
所以你看到这个启示当中呢，它有一个非常重要的一个关键，就是这个瘟疫了。So
this punishment, we have one thing that is really important is talk about the plague.
但是弟兄姐妹，当我们来去看这个瘟疫的时候，是让我们来去害怕的吗？
Is this plague that makes us afraid?
圣经呢，实在不是让我们来去害怕。
According to the Bible, it's not to make us afraid or scared.
圣经里边呢，反而是要我们呢，能够在这样一个瘟疫的时代里边呢，再一次的明白我们是谁。
So actually, the Bible is make us even think further who we are during this difficult time.
明白我们的身份和这个角色在神的国度里边。
We understand our who we are and what role we play in God's kingdom.
在圣经里边，这个不论是在旧约还是新约呢，有一个基督徒的身份呢，我们是一定要明白的。One of the
knowing who we are is one important throughout the old the Bible. And one thing we have to understand. Sorry.
我们越是面对这样一个末后世代里边神这个愤怒的征兆的时候呢，我们越要明白呢，这个我们在神国度里边的这个身份和工作。We
really have to know our identity, who we are, identity, our own identity in this end time, in this end era.
我们这个身份是什么样的身份呢？
What kind of identity we have?
弟兄姐妹，我们很多时候呢，想到这个问题的时候呢，可能觉得有点陌生了。
So when we think things, look at this, we sometimes kind of, we have no idea what to talk about.
我们不是说我们就是基督徒啊。
Oh, we are Christian.
但是弟兄姐妹，你没有想过，当我们说我们是基督徒的时候，这个字表达着什么意思呢？
But when we say we are Christian, what's it represent to us? What's the meaning of this?
出埃及记十九章呢，在那边呢，很清楚告诉我们说，神所选召的子民是一群什么样的子民。
In Exodus, when you say God taking this Israelite people, what kind of people is God talk about?
他告诉我们呢，他在这个万人中来去呼召拣选他的子民的时候呢。 要使他们成为一群祭司的国度。This
talk about is when he picked this group of people out of all the people in this earth. He talk about this group of people is will become a priesthood.
使徒彼得呢，他很清楚这件事情。Peter,
the apostle, disciple to Peter, and really understand this.
所以他才在这个他自己的书信里边，清清楚楚、明明白白告诉所有的基督徒，我们是谁。So
in his letter, he tell all the saints, all the Christians tell us who we are.
他说的唯有你们呐，唯有我们呢，是一个尊君的祭司。
We are the priests, chosen people.
啊，我们是这尊君的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
We are the holy priesthood, built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood.
啊，然后呢，这不仅仅是使徒彼得呢来去告诉我们这样的一件事情。
Not only the disciple Peter talk about this.
其实呢，使徒约翰呢也是非常的清楚呢，表明了我们是谁的这样的一个了解。
Actually, John also understands that what is our true identity.
就像我们刚才所讲到这个启示录的这个第一章的时候呢，他已经把这样的一个身份呢很清楚的告诉我们。
Because in the Revelation chapter 1, it talk about clearly who we are, what identity we have.
啊，你说啊，我们是基督徒。
You say that we are Christian.
这个基督徒这个内涵是什么呢？
What's the true meaning of being a Christian?
啊，你看使徒约翰他就说，当我们称我们自己是基督徒的时候呢，神要我们做什么呢？
When we saying that we are Christian, what does God want us to do?
他说啊，他又使我们成为国民。
He want us to be the citizen of God.
做他父神的祭司。
To become the priest for him.
祭司，弟兄姐妹，当我们来去思想这个字的时候，特别是在这样一个瘟疫流行的时候，在这样一个末世的时候，它意味着是什么呢？
What's the meaning of become a priest for God at this end time in this era?
起码呢，我们这个简单来说呢，它有两个的角色呢，我们一定要明白的。
There's two areas we have to understand.
第一个呢，他是一个献祭的人。
First, the priest is the person who offers sacrifice.
啊，他这个是献祭呢，献祭的时候呢，保罗另外一位的这个重要的使徒呢，告诉我们呢，我们这个献祭就是把我们的身体献上，当作活祭。
In the book of Paul in Romans, saying that we have to sacrifice ourselves of ourselves is a living sacrifice.
这个献祭是一个很美的献祭。
It's a beautiful sacrifice.
啊，这个献祭呢是代表着我们把我们自己的这个祷告和整个的人生、整个的生命呢献祭给神。
It represents a prayer, a life, sacrifice a life for God.
但是呢，同样的献祭呢，不仅仅是一个，在这个圣殿里边啊，来去啊献上馨香祭献的这样一个行动。
It's not only that when the priest not only offers sacrifice in the sanctuary.
他也就是说呢，我们这个献祭呢，不仅仅是我们在这个一群的信徒呢，在主日啊，聚集在一起，透过祷告，透过诗歌，透过对神话语的学习呢，来去完成我们这样一个献祭。
Not only that we have to, this priesthood is not only that through the prayer, through our worship on Sunday, to offer this sacrifice to God.
这个献祭他的这个祭司呢，有这么这一方面很重要的职分，另外一方面呢，他其实是一个征战者。
But this is part of duty of the priest. But they also, part of duty for priest is a fighter.
啊，我们弟兄姐妹，我们今天呢，对我们在这个神的殿中来去献祭啊这样的一个角色呢，了解是非常透彻的。
So a lot of us understood that we as a Christian being a priest to offer our service to God. Most of us understand this. This area.
所以呢，我们会每个主日很忠心的啊，不论是在疫症发生也好，没有发生也好，我们一起的来去聚集，不论是在一个教堂聚集也好，或者是在网络聚集也好，我们明白这些。
So you understand that it doesn't matter whether it's a plague or a pandemic or not. We know that we have to gather together and worship Him.
因为呢，当我们来去一起的来去用诗歌来去敬拜，用祷告一起来去这个献祭，一起用我们的心灵和诚实在神的道中来去献祭的时候，我们都在做这样一个祭祀的职分。
We offer our worship through our prayer sacrifice, through our prayer, through our singing, inspiration, and also with truth and spirit and truth in our heart to worship Him.
但是呢，我们忽略了这个祭司呢，还有一个很重要的职分。
But we sometimes forget about that's another important side of it being a priest.
这个祭司呢，就是一个征战者。
This priest is a fighter.
当我们看到当约书亚带着他的带着神的子民呢，跨越约旦河的时候呢，这样的一个这样一个征战的时候呢，他是这个祭司啊，在前边呢是抬着约柜的，带领着子民呢一起的往前来去行走的。
Just like Joshua time when they cross the river Jordan and facing the promised land had to fight. The priest carrying the ark and walk in front of the Israelite people, and they're the representing the first wave going in to fight the going into the promised land.
当约书亚带着子民来去围着这个耶利哥来去在征战的时候呢，是祭司呢带领着子民呢在前边。以神的吹神的脚呢，来去带领着以色列民来去征战的。
It is the priest who lead the whole procession of Israelites, are surrounding the fortress of Jericho, and they're the ones who blow the trumpet to leading the Israelites to attack the Jericho, the city of Jericho.
从旧约到新约，整个神救恩历史的展开呢，是有一个祭司征战的这样一个教导在当中的。
From the Old Testament to New Testament, we can find that priest is the fighter who's leading this fight in the first way to fighting any difficulty.
所以解经家们告诉我们，在旧约里边呢，有一种的是有一种的征战的观念呢，清清楚楚的。
But so we can see that in the Old Testament, there's a concept of about war.
它有一个名词，它有一个名词，就说是人神呐、一起的在这个世代当中呢来去征战。
There's a term saying that there's a term called synergism.It's talk about how God and man fighting together.
也就是说呢，是人和神呢一起的合作呢，来去抵抗敌人呐。
Is man and God and cooperate together and fight the enemy?
当然这不是在谈人的这个攻击是什么，而是说呢，在这个征战当中，他常常说是耶和华，他这是。这是神的作为，他我们要把所有征战的这个荣耀和胜利呢，全部归功于他所行的大事情神迹。
It is not emphasizes what we do, what they doing. It is actually emphasizes what God is doing through them. That God, all the winning, all the victory is all because of God, and not, and but God used them through them to fight.
但是呢，这个不能够排除呢，就是以色列百姓他作为这个祭司的国度呢，他要参与在这个征战中的这个行为。
This doesn't mean that the Israelite doesn't have to fight. They still have to fight. They still have to take part into fighting.
所以呢，在这个圣经里边告诉我们的人呢、就是我们神的百姓在神的这个征战中的这个地位呢不低的。
So we can see that man fighting with God in this position, our position is not really low.
所以呢，耶和华神要为以色列人征战。
So Israel, Jehovah would fight for Israelites.
这个以色列人呢，也要为耶和华而战。
Israelite also fight with Jehovah.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们来去讲这样的一个事情的时候，你就明白为什么保罗呢，他特别在以弗所书那边提到呢，在这个末后的世代里边呢，神的子民呢要穿戴神属神的这个军装啊，来去征战。
So we can see that, Paul in later on in the New Testament talk about the Christian had to wear full body of armor to fight for God.
啊，所以呢，我们知道呢，在这个末后的世代里边呢，神要我们不单只是成为一群在圣殿当中来去啊献祭的子民。
God in this end time not only want us to be a priest who offers sacrifice in His temple.
啊，而且是要我们成为一群呢，在这个时代当中征战的子民。
But also as a group of people who fighting alongside with God.
啊，你说怎么样子去征战呢？
So you can say, how do we fight with God?
那我们实在是有很多的这个例子呢，来去可以说明的。
There's a lot of example we can say talk about this.
啊，这个圣经里边呢，从这个从创世纪开始呢，一直到启示录里边呢，有很多这个征战的这种的案例呢，我们可以一一的来去引用，来去思考的。
From the Old Testament to New Testament, there's a lot of talk about war and struggle to give us example on this.
啊，但是呢，这个我们今天呢，只需要看一小段的经文呢，来去这个来去明白这个神的这个心意。
So today we're going to look at a small area of scripture to understand what God's will is.
啊，这是彼得呢，他在这个教会开始的时候呢，来去特别引用一段先知的话所说的。
In the beginning of the beginning of church, Peter using a verse from the Old Testament, talk about the Christians. How do we do? What we supposed to do?
啊，这是他特别引用了先知约珥所讲的几句话。
He used a scripture from the book of Joel.
所以呢，当这个约珥呢，他说啊，神说在末后的日子呢，我要将我的灵呢浇灌凡有血气的。
In the book of Joel, it says, "In the last day, God say, I will pour out my spirit on all people."
啊，所以呢，他说呢，神的子民当中呢，有我们的儿女，所以这些儿与女呢，要成为一个先知的群体，他要说预言的。
So we can say that in my people is have a people of son and daughter who will be the prophet for their generation.
在那些日子里边呢，我们的少年人呢要见异象的。
In that time, the young people will see vision.
啊，我们的老年人呢要有异梦的。
The old man will dream dreams.
而且呢，在这些这末后的日子呢，我要把我的灵呢浇灌我的仆人和使女呢，他们要去说预言的。
I will pour out my spirit to all the people, my children, my son and daughters.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们在这样的一个时代当中
，So brother and sister, in this time of in this tribulation time, it's a difficult time.
啊，我们所想的呢，应该是更多的来去看神在这个时代里边对他的子民的这个旨意是怎么样子来去彰显。
So we have to concentrate to in this time is what God's will for us. How we gonna be as a Christian in this time?
啊，在我们今天所读的这个诗歌里这个诗篇里边。
In this the verse we just read in Psalm today.
诗篇九十一篇里边。
Psalm 91.
我们来去读这个经文的时候呢，我们可能想到的是一个这个饱经害怕的一个兔子啊，要找一个避难所呢来去躲藏。
When we read this, we feel like a shaking rabbit who want to have looking going around and try searching for a shelter to hide from disaster.
但是我们越明白神的这个话语的，他这个 这个原来的意思的时候呢，我们越不会有这样的一个想法在里边。
But if we understand what's the meaning of God's word in here, then we will understand this is not the way God wants us to act.
这些的诗篇呢，常常被归类在这个大卫的这些的诗所写的诗歌里边。
And a lot of this is psalms is in the David's who wrote the psalms.
当我们看到这个大卫的人生，他说：“神是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所依靠的。”
A lot of times, David is saying that God is my fortress, God is my shelter, God is the one that who I can hide, who I can is my stronghold.
当他用这个那么优美的这个诗歌来去表达神用他的翎毛来去遮蔽我们，我们可以躲靠在他的翅膀底下的时候。
So when he using such a wonderful word, we can hide under his wing, under his shadow.
弟兄姐妹，我们要明白这样的一个诗歌呢，不是一只这个颤抖的兔子呢所发出来的这个祷告啊。
This is the prayer is not coming from a mouth of a shaking rabbit.
这是一个征战者。这是一个在旷野当中的征战者呢所发出来的祷告。
This is a prayer coming from a mouth, a fighter in the wilderness.
啊，因为呢，大卫他很知道自己在这样的一个时代当中，谁是他的这个依靠，谁是他的力量的所在。
Because at that time, David knows who his stronghold is, who his tower, who his strength come from.It's from God.
他来去为自己的这个王位来去征战的时候呢，他知道他真正的力量呢是来自于神。
And when he's fighting for his kingdom, he knows the real source of his power come from God.
但是他在祷告的时候呢，他不是一只这个害怕的兔子呢，在那边祷告。
When he pray, he's not praying like a shaking, like a frightened rabbit.Hiding in a little corner.
一个大能的勇士，但是全然的依靠在神的这样的大能的翅膀底下。
He is a mighty fighter who in the shadow of the Almighty.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们今天来去面对一个瘟疫横行的时候
，So today we are facing this pandemic.
我们的整个的心思意念是在想什么？
What's the thought and the heart thinking about?
我们在想着我们那个这个养老金 401k 可能已经没就是完蛋了吗？
Are we anxious because our 401k is going to go down to zero?
我们是在担心着我们接下来这个一份的工作可能没有了吗？
We are worried about the job.That we may have no job later on.
还是说我们会担心？哎呀，这个我一旦有了这个这样的一个冠状病毒的这个病我会能不能够挺得过来，能不能够活下去呢
？Or maybe we worry about once we catch this virus, what will we become of us? Can we live through this illness?
还是说主啊，感谢你在这样一个灾难来临的时候，你给基督徒兴起的机会。
Or you will be thinking, you're saying that through this crisis, we can be revived and be strong.
兴起的机会，当我们不能够在甚至面对面来去聚会的时候，你却兴起了这些的新的可能性，新的。科技的方式来去网传主你自己的福音。
Like right now, we revive us and through this technology, we can continue to spread the gospel and spread the gospel word.
新的可能性就是当我们不能够这个使用我们已经有的地方的时候，却给了我们一个新的可能性，去连接更多我们身边的这些的。还没有得救的子民。
This kind of create a new opportunity for all of us to connect more, even more people that surrounding us.
所以呢，当我们来去思想这些事情的时候，在今天是在神给我们一个美好的机会。
So if God gives us a wonderful opportunity, we can think about what is our role as a Christian now.
啊，所以呢，在今天这个这个讲道结束之前呢，我首先呢是要感谢我们今天主爱之家的弟兄姐妹。
Before I end this, I would like to say thank you to the House of Christ Love.
啊，因为呢，最近呢，当我们来去展开了这个角声宣教士学院的服事的时候呢，神在这个时代里边正在兴起他的子民呢，来去做主的工作。
So when we extend the Christian Herald's ministry, and the seminary's school, we want to raise up the also all the brothers and sisters ministry even work in this area.
我们当中最年轻的学员呢是23岁。
The youngest person who attending the seminary is 23 years old.
最年长的这个学员呢是75岁。
The oldest the student is 75 years old.
啊，这弟兄姐妹问哈牧师，你怎么会收这个这么年轻的、这么年长的，你都收啊？
Pastor, how can you accept both so young and so old?
啊，你不是办学吗？办学怎么会收这个这么年龄这么差异这么大的？你怎么教导呢？
How can you have such a big range? And how can you teach them?
啊，弟兄姐妹，我们用神的思路来去办这个时代的这个宣教士学院。
Brother and sister, we using God's point of view to in our ministry.
因为先知约珥已经不是给我们规定好这个收生的标准了吗？
You already set the age limit on who is supposed to become a seminary student.
啊，这个约珥先知不是告诉我们这个少年人啊要说要这个我们的儿女要说预言呢、啊？
Is it in the book of Joel? Let's talk about that God have the son and daughter to prophesy both young men will see vision and old men will dream dreams.
啊，我们的这个少年人要这个见异象啊。
Young men will see visions.
啊，我们的老年人还是有异梦的。
The old men will have dreams.
啊，这些宣教士们，他们不是他们的年龄，而是在这个时代里边，我们神兴起，不论是少年人也好，中年人也好，或者是老年人也好，都在回应着神的使命和神的工作。
Is it that the young man and the old man are both responding to God's calling in this ministry?
所以呢，我们这个学院这宣教士里边呢，有23岁的年轻人。也有75岁的这个老年人。
So in a seminar, we have 23 years old younger student and the oldest one is 75 years old.
他们用两年的时间装备自己。
They're using 2 years to equip themselves.
啊，我们已经这个第一个学期马上结束了。
The first semester is about done.
啊，第二个学期呢，这个。在第二个学期马上来的时候呢，我们其实已经要开始招收明年第二期的学生了。
As the coming second semester, we are about to get the new group of students to join us.
所以弟兄姐妹，我在这边呢，在这个今天我们说瘟疫横行的时代里边呢，我却要把上帝对我们弟兄姐妹当中的这个。呼召呢，再一次的带到我们的弟兄姐妹当中。
Once again, I put the God's calling into your older brothers and sisters here in this time of pandemic.
啊，当这样的一个神的日子啊日渐来临，这个他降临的这个征兆呢越来越清楚的时候。
So we see that God's coming as the end time is coming is become more and more realistic.
他在呼召着我们弟兄姐妹起来，不要想自保的事情，而是为神的国度来去做一些的事情。
He calling us not to think about only ourselves, but also think about His kingdom.
我们是这个时代的征战者。
We are fighting in this time.
我们这一群基督的子民呢，是在这个世代当中呢，一起同心协力呢，来去传讲主这个救恩的生命的群体。
So we will form a body of gospel to spread the gospel for him.
啊，所以呢，在这生命的群体里边，有的人他是打前线的。
In this army, where some people are in the front line.
啊，就像我们这些的啊，奉献出来2年时间啊，全时间来去装备自己，他们是准备去打前线的。这是这个啊，城市的宣教士。
Like this group of seminary students who, put their life, sacrifice themselves, and then put 2 years in the studying, and then equip themselves to be in the front line.
啊，有的人呢是要做管后勤的。
Sometimes some people have to be in the back too to support.
所以我说这个我要谢谢我们这个主爱之家的弟兄姐妹们。
So I would like to thank you the how Christ your church here.
啊，因为呢，当这个劳牧师在当的弟兄姐妹当中来去分享这个俄巴底的这个事情的时候。
When Pastor Low.Talk to you about the Obadiah project.
啊，我们这个的弟兄姐妹在这么困难的时代里边啊，这个瘟疫横行，可能你自己的经济的这个未来呢，都在这个有不安全的时候。
But in this time, you're not so sure what the future holds, and in this time of pandemic.
啊，你们却在当中呢，是这个一群呢。这个回应俄巴底来去呢支持这些的城市宣教士训练的弟兄姐妹，你们最这个是这个最早一批呢来去回应呢，来去进入这样的一个共同的这样的一个征战当中。
Yet your church is the first responding to the calling of this Obadiah project, who willing to put support to us.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在这个时代里边呢，我们都在这个耶和华的这个大军当中。
So, brother and sister, in this time, we are in the army of Jehovah's army.
啊，我们不要看到只是说瘟疫带给我们的恐惧和战惊。
No, we don't only see the fear bring out from this pandemic.
啊，神的子民呢，是在这样一个这瘟疫的征战里边看到呢。耶和华率领我们得胜的机会。
But rather, we see the Jehovah leading us to win this war.
啊，所以呢，我们在这个时代里边呢，我们能够一起成为这福音的伙伴。
And so in this time, we can all become a partner in the gospel.
患难生老练啊。
Endurance create character.
啊，这个老练呢，不仅仅是一个德的生命里边这个德性的老练啊。
This character is not only in our heart,
in our life.
Oh, in our life.
这也是代表着我们这一群属神的子民呢，在这样一个末后世代里边这种的征战的老练。
Represented the in this end time is.Our character, how we're facing this event, this pandemic event, and create a more noble character in this event.
啊，我们在这样的征战里边呢，这个为神的名呢而去得胜。
So, because of God's name, we're willing to fight and get victories for His namesake.
啊，所以呢，谢谢大家啊，在今天呢，我们一起的啊，因着神的话语呢。有这样的一个学习和思想。
So thank God that with this time we can share God's word and encourage one another.
啊，那我今天呢跟大家分享的信息呢，啊就在这里，先停下。
Now this is the end of my today's sharing and sermons.
也鼓励我们所有的弟兄姐妹继续的来去成为我们这个福音的伙伴的，我们一起在这个时代里边啊做城市宣教的征战。
And continue to encourage you to become our partner together in this ministry.
啊，谢谢大家，祝福大家。
Thank you.